charge.
Too late, we already had one. Genesis 18, and we're going to start out in verse 20. And the Lord said, because the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very, grievous, I will go down now and see whether they have done altogether according to the cry of it, which has come unto me, and if not, I will know. And the men turned their faces from thence and went toward Sodom. But Abraham stood yet before the Lord. And Abraham drew near and said, Wilt thou also destroy the righteous with the wicked? Peradventure there be 50 righteous within the city. Wilt thou also destroy and not spare the place for the 50 righteous that are therein? Verse 25, that be far from thee to do after this manner, to slay the righteous with the wicked, and that the righteous should be as the wicked, that be far from thee. Shall not the judge of all the earth do right? And the Lord said, if I find in Sodom 50 righteous within the city, then I will spare all the place for their sakes. And Abraham answered and said, behold, now I have taken up me to speak unto the Lord, which am but dust and ashes. Peradventure there shall lack 5 of the 50 righteous. Wilt thou destroy all the city for the lack of 5? And he said, if I find there 40 and 5, I will not destroy it. And he spake unto him yet again and said, peradventure there shall be 40 found there. And he said, I will not do it for 40's sake. And he said unto him, O let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak, peradventure there shall 30 be found there. And he said, I will not do it if I find 30 there. And he said, behold, now I have taken upon me to speak unto the Lord, peradventure there shall be 20 found there. And he said, I will not destroy it for 20's sake. And he said, O let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak yet but this once, peradventure 10 should be found there. And he said, I will not destroy it for 10's sake. Let's go to prayer. Lord, I thank you for all you've done for us. I thank you for your mercies and strengths. I ask that you'd be with me as I try to get out what you want me, I believe, to say. I just pray that you would just help it come forth, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to tell some stories. Obviously, you're probably going to see where I'm coming at with that story and where we're going to go. But I'm going to talk about the America and what's going on in this country the last several years. But I'm going to tell some personal stories that are not personal, but I've seen recently in the news or in different videos and different things there of some of the things that are going on in our country that you might not be hearing about or that are sliding under the radar. There was two boys in Chicago that agreed to have a fist fight, but one brought a knife instead of his bare knuckles, and the two of them are fighting. Obviously, the one with the knife wins. The one that doesn't have the knife dies. They released the gentleman that had the knife with a misdemeanor of had a weapon. Now, we would say that's murder. Well, the great city of Chicago has determined that if two people are willing to fight each other, it's no longer a crime. Same well-run city. Two gangs at an intersection start shooting each other. One gets killed, the other goes scot-free because they were both fighting each other. Don't worry about the stray bullets going everywhere. They're not worried about that. We don't. And the reason they're doing this is because their murder rates are through the roof, because they're trying to defund the police, they're trying to do all these things. So now they can list it as it was just an attack. So now their murder rate doesn't go as high. Sounds wise, right? A father went to a school board meeting, and I don't know if anybody's seen this yet or not, but the FBI is now going to school board meetings because when parents get irate at the way their children are being treated, they can be arrested for it. That was from the head of the government sent down, the FBI. A father got arrested at a school board meeting, excuse me, because he was upset that his daughter was in a locker room and was sexually assaulted by a boy who felt like a girl that day. Mm-hmm. This stuff didn't happen in my America. Now, we have mandates from our government get the jab or you don't have a job. Get the jab, you don't get food, get the jab. Seems like a little bit of government overreach to me.
Yeah.
Has anybody heard about January 6th? Everybody's heard about it because evil Trump supporters went into the White House and it was the worst day in American history, according to one side. Do you know that people that peacefully protested, peacefully walked in there, there could have been a couple bad ones, but there was ones that just peacefully walked through and took pictures of sitting in certain people's chairs, and they've been arrested, held in prison from January 6th with no bail. That would be, for my opinion, a murderer or some of that offense would be held without bail. These people have been sitting there, held without bail because they walked into the Capitol building with the police standing there going like this, letting them go by. Books and libraries. I saw a video of a mother that was very upset at a school board meeting, which I would have been as well, with her free time, talking about a book that her eighth grader checked out that talked about, it's a slang term for a men's genitalia, over 50 times in the book, of same sex, using that word, with the four letter, starts with an F word in it over 50 times. Other swear words in this book, and this is in an eighth grade high school library. I'd be a little upset too. There's a story of a teacher that was actually fired when this came out. He was taped without his knowledge that admitted he's indoctrinating your children. He's in the high school. He has a tattoo of the sickle on his chest, full-fledged communist. And he made the statement, I have 180 days, excuse me, to indoctrinate your kids. That should scare us.
Yeah.
Even if you're homeschooling your kids, you're probably going to be with these circle of kids at some point in time. There was a teacher that went on a field trip with elementary kids that took them to a gay bar. That was the field trip. This should infuriate us. They have drag queen story hours. I don't know if that even needs to be talked about. We have election fraud. We have media bias. You're not going to hear this stuff unless you're on the right YouTube channels and different things of that effect. And those are getting banned, so you got to find what you can find when you can find it. Hate speech. If we say that homosexuality is wrong, we're spreading hate speech. We can be arrested for all this stuff. Riots. I think nothing infuriates a lot of us more than watching these riots and cities being torn down. You're not hearing about it. It's peaceful protests. Lying politicians. That's each and every day that you see any news article. I'm sorry, but the majority of them are lying politicians. There's a liberal agenda out there. It's called, they're after socialism, communism. They don't want to fix the border wall because that'll be future voters. The last story that really, I'm trying to get through it. In Philadelphia, a woman was on a train, an illegal immigrant that's been arrested prior times, but not sent out of the country yet, sexually assaulted a woman, and then, and I for the sake of the kids, vaped, you can change that first letter, her, while 11 people stood by with their phones.
Yeah.
This is the country we're in now, guys.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. This isn't the America I grew up. What has happened to America? Generationally, we've gotten to the point we just don't care.
Yes, that's right.
We have no fear or need to fear God. How can we reverse this? Who can tell me what Tuesday is? I'll give you a piece of candy.
Voting day.
The first and foremost thing you can do is vote. If you are of over 18 and you are not registered to vote, I would beg you to go get registered. You're going to miss this election, But you can't complain if you don't vote.
That's right.
If you're over the age of 18, go get registered and vote. Obviously, we learned by the last election, might not come out fair, but you cannot say a thing. Don't come to me and say, can you believe they're doing this, if you haven't registered to vote. If you're not going to the polls, they're dragging people in buses to get them. The one side that's pushing all this stuff is getting them in buses. Are we asking a neighbor if we can give them a ride? Are we taking the time to go vote? That's our first place to start. We've let politicians become gods and rulers over us. Check out who is up for election. Check out what they stand for. Check out if they're along your lines or not. I'll give you a website, ivoterguide.com. If you don't know who's up for election in your area, it'll show you where they stand on what subjects, and you need to go find that out, okay? It'll give you links to your state, to different things. If you don't remember it, get a hold of my wife. She's got it. She'll help you figure it out. So the first thing is, again, vote. Second thing, obviously, and this is a no-brainer, need to pray. Need to pray for mercy. When was the last time you hit your knees and you begged God for anything? When I was thinking of this message, God said, how about you, Neil? You're complaining about it. Have you hit your knees? No, I haven't. And believe me, I'm going to start to do that. When have we taken prayer serious enough to affect things? People ask us for prayer. We pray. When have we taken our prayer serious enough to get on our knees, humble ourselves before an almighty God, and beg for something? Now, verse 32. And he said, oh, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak but this once. Peradventure 10 shall be found there. And he said, I will not destroy it for 10's sake. Abraham begged, and God listened. Okay? He basically made a deal with God. If I have 10 righteous, will you do it? Okay, I'll do it for 10. Abraham knew God wouldn't find 10, but he still begged. What are we begging for? Families, friends, politicians, Israel, freedom, lost souls. It's time that we start getting serious about our prayer and serious about our prayer life. Now, Abraham basically struck a deal with God. God said for 10. If you go to Genesis 19, verse 24, then the Lord rained upon Sodom and upon Gomorrah brimstone and fire from the Lord out of heaven. Did he find 10? He didn't find 10 righteous people. Is there 10 in America today? Abraham knew he would not find the 10, and where I'm coming from that would be, if you look back at chapter 18, when he starts out in verse 23, wilt thou destroy for the righteous? 24, for the righteous within the city. 25, to slay the righteous. Later on, righteous should be as wicked. 26, 50 righteous. You're going down through there. He stops at verse 28. Peradventure there shall lack 5 of the 50 righteous, wilt thou destroy all the city for lack of 5. And he said, if I find there 40 and 5, will not destroy it. Now as Abraham continues to talk to him, the next few verses, he stops asking about the righteous. He's pretty much, as he's begging down through trying to make this deal, he's already given up. He's already realized there's not 10 righteous. And he doesn't even bring it before God anymore. He doesn't even bring the word righteous up. But God still said, if you find 10. So the challenge is, probably going to have you out of here real early today. Challenge is, would God find 50 righteous at Black Creek Baptist Church? Obviously, this is our church. We don't want to think that way. But would God find 50 righteous in his church? Would he find 45? 40? 35? 10? The only way we are going to be able to stay God's hand is if we live righteous. For our families, for our friends, lost souls, for America. Now I get it. If you're saved, part of the wonderful thing of that is we're going to come out in rapture. And that's what we're all praying for and stuff. But I got to think that we should be praying to stay here just one more day so that we can reach the lost. Amen. So that we can reach our neighbor, our family. Teens, you are our future. Live like other lives depend on it. Live like other lives are in the balance. Live like your own life is in the balance. Don't live for the world. Don't get caught up in all the world has to give. Live for your age group, your friends. Live your life righteous. Olders, and I'm incorporating everybody, live like others' lives depend on you. You can look at your row, who's in your row. You can think of family members. You can, who you really care about. Live righteous for them. Obviously, you're to live righteous as a sacrifice unto God, obviously. But look at your friend and say, I won't give in on an area because I want to live righteous so that they might be able to survive. Back to 19 again, 24 and 25. I'll read both verses again. Then the Lord rained upon Sodom and Gomorrah brimstone and fire from the Lord out of heaven, and he overthrew those cities and all the plain and all the inhabitants of the cities and that which grew upon the ground. Did he leave anything? No. He wiped it all out. America is not safe. At one time, we lived for God. We were founded on God. That was our desire, to be in church, to go preaching, to talk to people about God. We've lost that. We already know that we're no longer a Christian state, a Christian country. But we can still stay the hand of God if he would just find 10 righteous. America is heating up, and it's not global warming. We're to the point where God could take us out at any minute. We've disgusted him so much with our lives. He doesn't deserve to give us another minute, but he does. So that tells me that there might be 10 righteous still in America. No. It's God's disgust with us that's causing the problem, his people. So the challenge I would like to say is be righteous because God is righteous. Be righteous so God can find at least, let's start at the high number. Let's hope God can find 50 righteous in America. And if we could start there, we can always grow. By our walk with God, by us being the righteous people we should be, that if God came and he talked to Pastor Asquith and said, is there 50 righteous here? Pastor Asquith would say, yes, there is. Because our kids, our world is deteriorating in front of our eyes. Faster than you ever thought possible.
Yeah.
The last 10 months have been lightning quick.
Yeah.
There is a regime, and I'm going to use it that way, that is trying to steal everything you have and take every right you have away.
Yes.
So when I go back to talking about election, it's your right. It's your duty.
Yes.
To go and vote.
Yes.
I feel bad because I never served in our military. I never served our country. And I would have to apologize to each and every one of you that did serve, because you went to give me freedom in this country. It's got to tear your hearts out to see what's going on. And I apologize for myself for not going. But I can vote. I can work with my teens. I can raise my family to try to be righteous. And I would encourage the rest of you, Pastor Asquith talks about this all the time. It's you have control of your family. You have control of raising your kids, your family, to be righteous. Let's close in prayer. We're going to have one last song. I'm going to close the message with prayer. Lord, I thank you for the opportunity to be here. I thank you for your freedoms that you have given us, that you have blessed us with, that people just want to throw away. I do pray that you would help us not to throw them away. I pray that you would be with us, help us to find 10 righteous in this area. You would stay your hand just for a little while. Thank you for your love. Jesus' name. Amen.